Let's check on stories we're following for you this morning on Robinhood Radio. The National Weather Service has a winter weather advisory in effect from 11 o'clock today till noon tomorrow for mixed precipitation in our area. That is the Berkshires of northern Litchfield Hills in western Massachusetts and in northwest Connecticut from 11 o'clock today till noon tomorrow. Plan on slippery road conditions. The hazardous conditions could impact tomorrow morning's commute. We'll check in with Pat Pagano and get his take on the forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Stories that we're following for you. Miles and Smiles for Hadley event brought joy and lots of people to Falls Village at Housatonic Valley Regional High School on Sunday. It's the second year of the event at the track at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, filled with participants who paid $21 in donations to get some exercise while supporting a good cause. Megan Gow, the main organizers, and aunt of six-year-old Hadley, for whom the walk is named, said Miles for Smiles for Hadley is a 501c3 set up to raise awareness of those with special needs, providing funds for their families who may have high medical bills or lack equipment. Hadley, the daughter of Christy and Jim Pollard of Canaan, has Down syndrome. Those seeking further information about the fund or want to apply for a grant can go either to milesandsmilesforhadley.com or email milesandsmilesforhadley@gmail.com. In New York State, they're issuing new driver's ID and driver's licenses. You'll get a new driver's permit, driver's license, or non-driver's ID this year. That'll get revamped cards with new security features, according to the Department of Motor Vehicles. Anyone who applies for a new permit, license, or non-driver ID card after March 10th will receive a new card, which has been fortified with elements that verify the document's authenticity and prevent counterfeiting. Quoting here, "We pride ourselves in providing secure identity documents to millions of New Yorkers. We're introducing enhanced features every few years to stay at the cutting edge of emerging trends," and quote. That from the DMV commissioner. He went on to say the new security features on the redesigned documents will keep them one step ahead of potential counterfeiters. This is the DMV's first redesign of the documents since 2013. Meanwhile, in New York, nursing homes, will the governor enforce a New York law on staffing minimums after COVID? The governor faces mounting pressure to begin enforcing a 2021 state law that established minimum staffing levels for New York nursing homes, even as some facilities warn it could harm residents due to the pandemic related to staffing shortages. The attorney general and members of the 1199 SEIU Healthcare Workers East Union called for Hochul to stop delaying the enforcement of the state law, which was approved under Governor Andrew Cuomo. Hochul issued an executive order on December 31st, suspending enforcement of the law, which was struck effect on January 1st. The order also suspended the law's clause that required nursing homes to spend at least 70% of revenue on direct resident care and at least 40% of revenue on resident-facing staffing. At the time, Hochul asserted COVID-19 pandemic emergency was fueling nursing home staffing shortages, which made enforcing the law unfeasible while facilities combated the variant outbreaks. In Great Barrington, guess what? Another pot shop is opening on Friday. A Main Street cannabis dispensary received pushback during the permitting, but it's going to open on Friday. Great Barrington Dispensary, whose product the company said in a statement was grown in the clear air and natural sunshine in Wareham, Massachusetts, is committed to using environmentally conscious cultivation methods, including the use of on-site artisan well water, custom soils with natural amendments, and traditional organic farming practices. The dispensary is owned by Coastal Cultivars, LLC, is leasing the lower level of the Gothic Revival style home on Christian Science Church building that dates back to the 1850s. It was formerly Matigue and McClelland Jewelers. They occupy that space and their partners continue to own the property. Dispensary co-owner Pepe Breton said the company is dedicated to personalized cannabis experience. Taking a look at some meetings going on in our tri-state region in Sharon, the Board of Assessment Appeals meeting is canceled for today. Tomorrow, the Board of Finance meets at 5:30. In Salisbury tomorrow, the Pole Land Design Committee has a special meeting. In North Canaan, Inland Wetland, a monthly meeting happens tomorrow at 7 p.m. And in Falls Village, the Planning and Zoning regular meeting happens tomorrow at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. They're open 7 days a week with specials. They have a tapas menu, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the day at 34,807.46, the NASDAQ at 14,108.82, and the S&P 500 will start off today at 4511.61. We'll take a look at Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few minutes.